History is littered with curious, quirky, and just downright bizarre stories and characters. And in today's episode, let's just go a wee bit mad and off the wall and have a peek at some of these. Hi, and welcome back to the Historical Crimes and Criminals podcast. I'm Steve, your host, and it's another History Bite episode. When I come across random, quirky historical stories, I generally make a note of them with a plan to slot them neatly into some future episode. But as this list has started to grow longer and longer, I thought it might just be nice to have an episode with absolutely no direction. Just a hodgepodge of quirky stories from our curious past. Charles Dickens loved pets, and he had lots of pets, and he gave them the same sort of imaginative names we would expect from his literary characters. And even from a 19th century point of view, some of his pet choices were a little off from centre. And here are just a few of his pets. He had two ravens. He called them Grip 1 and Grip 2. And when Grip 1 died from eating lead paint, he had him mounted. And then came two St. Bernards, which he called Sultan and Linda. His two Newfoundlands were Dawn and Bumble. When one of his cats called Bob died, he had the paw taxidermied. And this he turned into a letter opener. And then came Timber the Spaniel, a Mastiff called Turk, another cat called Wilhelmina, and Mrs. Bouncer, the Pomeranian. And to cap it off, Dick was his canary, and the wonderfully named Newman Noggs was his pony. Back to the Future hit the theatres on the 3rd of July 1985, and was a box office success. Apparently even Ronald Reagan loved the film when he watched it in the White House movie theatre. During one of the scenes, when 1955 Doc Brown was shocked to hear that in 1985 Reagan is a president, and exclaims, "The actor?" Reagan laughed so hard he asked the scene to be run again. In ancient Asia, death by elephant was a popular form of execution, and the elephants would be trained to slowly break bones, crush skulls, twist off limbs, or even execute people using large blades fitted to their tusks. And in some parts of Asia, this method of execution was still popular up until the late 19th century. And count your blessings, my African listeners, for as many deadly animals you still have lurking around, you're lucky you weren't around earlier. 100 million years ago, the Sahara Desert was inhabited by galloping crocodiles. Back then, the Sahara Desert was a lush oasis, full of life and full of predators. In 2009, fossil hunters found the remains of crocodiles that had large land-going legs, and they were capable of galloping along the land at speeds that would have enabled them to even gobble up Usain Bolt. In the Victorian era, men with moustaches used special cups. Pragmatically called moustache cups, these specially made mugs had guards on them, which prevented a man's moustache from dipping into their warm cup of tea. And for those listeners who are perhaps exhibitionists. They might have loved to have been around in the Restoration period. Charles II, on the wedding night of his nephew and future king, William of Orange, watched the entire consummation, and he even shouted encouragement from the sidelines. The FBI ignored compelling evidence of the attack on Pearl Harbor. This was because Edgar Hoover didn't trust the Serbian double agent Dusan Popov, who was a drunken, gambling man-whore. Popov was also nicknamed Tricycle because of his love of threesomes. And I bet Charles II would have loved to spy on him too. And disturbingly, what we perhaps prudishly skip past when reviewing the stocks as a historical punishment was that for prisoners who were left to stand in them overnight with their hands and heads in the stocks, they were a pretty easy target for rapists, and there were cases. So many people confined to the stocks would have family members or pay people to stay and stand guard for the period of confinement for this reason. Between the 11th and 19th centuries, a number of Buddhist monks successfully mummified themselves. They adopted a practice called Soko Shinbutsu, in which they gradually wean themselves off food and water and essentially starve themselves to death over the course of 1,000 days. It was believed by successfully mummifying themselves, the monks would achieve true enlightenment. Indeed, if you're curious to see, one of these historical mummified monks is to be found in display in the island of Koh Samui in Thailand. Sigurd Eystensson was an Earl of Orkney in the 9th century. His deeds during the Viking conquest of present-day Scotland earned him the epitaph, the Mighty. During the end of his reign, Sigurd tricked and beheaded his enemy, Malbridge, beheading his enemy's corpse. He then tied Bridge's head onto his saddle as a trophy. As Sigurd rode off, Bridge's tooth scratched the Viking's leg, which, untreated, became inflamed. Soon after, the inflammation became a major infection, which killed the Mighty. On August 6th and 9th, 1945, the United States detonated 2 nuclear bombs over the Japanese city of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The blasts and the radiation they caused afterwards killed nearly 90,000 people. But in 2009, the Japanese government confirmed there was at least one man who was in each city on the day of the bombings, and he lived to tell the tale. On August the 6th, 29-year-old naval engineer Tsutomu Yamaguchi was in Hiroshima on a business trip. He would later say, "As I was walking along, I heard the sound of a plane, just one. I looked up into the sky and saw the B-29, and it dropped 2 parachutes. I was looking up into the sky at them, and suddenly, it was a great flash of magnesium, a great flash in the sky, and I was blown over." He was only 2 miles from the impact, but he survived with minor injuries. And by 9th of August, he'd returned home to Nagasaki, only to experience the trauma for the second time. But despite the double radiation exposure, the luckiest man in Japan lived to be 93, passing away in 2010 from stomach cancer. And a British woman, just as lucky, as a ship stewardess, Violet Jessop, was aboard the Titanic when it sunk in 1912. She was aboard lifeboat 16 and handed a baby to look after. Violet was then aboard the Titanic's sister ship, the Britannic, when it sunk in 1916. Her lifeboat was nearly sucked under the boat's propellers, but she jumped out and survived. She was also aboard a third of the sister ships, Olympic, when it collided with a British warship in 1911. But there were no fatalities in this one. And Jessop lived to 83 and died in 1971. And now for a tale of true love. Carol Tanzler was a doctor in his 50s when he moved to the USA, starting to work in Florida in the Marine Hospital. In 1930, a 22-year-old Cuban woman came to the hospital to be treated. Her name was Helena Hoyos, and he fell desperately in love with her. He was desperate to save her from death. She had TB, and he attempted to treat her with a variety of treatments, but despite Tanzler's best efforts, Hoyos died at her parents' home on October 1931. But he couldn't forget, and one evening in April 1933, Tanzler removed her body from the mausoleum and transported it to his home. He attached the corpse bones together with wire and fitted the face with glass eyes. As the skin decomposed, he replaced it with silk cloth soaked in wax. And as the hair fell out of the scalp, Tanzler fashioned a wig from Hoyos's hair and dressed her remains in stockings, jewellery and gloves. Tanzler used copious amounts of perfumes, preserving agents to mask the odour and the effect of the corpse's decomposition. In October 1940, Helena's body was eventually discovered. Tanzler was arrested and detained. He was psychiatrically examined but found mentally competent, and he was released. Separated from his obsession, Tanzler used a death mask to recreate a life-size effigy of Hoyos, and he lived with it until his own death in 1952. By 1920, Charlie Chaplin was one of the world's most recognisable stars, and many men copied his look, and very popular were the many look-alike competitions. One day, when Chaplin was out with a party of friends nearby, one of these competitions was taking place, and as a joke, Chaplin entered, and he finished 20th out of 40. In a succinct tale of romance, in an 1896 newspaper article, which highlights both a lack of data protection and a gift for euphemism in the Victoria era in journalism, the article reads, quote, Emerson Kohlberg lives at 135 West 16th Street. On June the 11th, while in Madison Square Park, he met Frank Harris, aged 20, at number 25 Bowery. He liked Harris and invited him to his room. Harris went and talked so soothingly that Kohlberg went to sleep. When he awoke, Harris, a suit of clothes, and his bicycle were all gone. Yesterday, Kohlberg had Harris arrested. In ancient Rome, gladiators often became celebrities and even endorsed products. Children would play with gladiator action figures made out of clay. And also, the gladiator's sweat was considered an aphrodisiac, and women would mix it into their skincare products. Puyi was the last emperor of China. He lost his title when the empire was abolished in 1912. After that, he became a symbolic leader and still lived in the imperial palace. Puyi learned about telephones from one of his tutors, and he decided he wanted one. And once Puyi got his phone, he used the Beijing telephone directory to start making prank phone calls. He called a famous opera singer in Beijing and then giggled and hung up. And several times, he also called restaurants and had large meals sent to random addresses. Robert Liston, in the 1800s, had a reputation as the fastest surgeon around, which, at the time, was a very good thing, as anaesthesia as we know it didn't exist, so patients were awake for the entire procedure, meaning the shorter the better. Liston was once performing a leg amputation, but worked so fast he accidentally cut off two fingers on his assistant's hand, and both the patient and the assistant later died of gangrene, most likely due to the saw being unclean. And during the operation, he also caused another death. Doctors and other spectators would often watch these surgeries from the gallery, hence theatre. And during the procedure, Liston accidentally swiped near an elderly doctor with a blade, slicing the fabric of the doctor's suit coat. Thinking he had been cut open, the doctor went into shock and died of a subsequent heart attack. Thus, three people died during an operation that was meant to save one life. In Britain, according to the data collected from census records, by the year 1800, the name Mary was the most popular female name, constituting 23% of the all female names. That's almost 1 in 4 of the population with the same name. And lastly, a tale of crime and punishment. In 1386, an execution in France. A pig attacked a child who went on to die later from their wounds, and the pig was arrested, kept in prison, and sent to court, where it stood trial for murder. It was found guilty and then executed by hanging. Honestly, those French swine. And that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed that one. And if you did, leave a review, let your friends know on social media, and until next time, bye-bye.